shortly afterwards.
Did it swell up pretty bad?
Oh, yes. I'm nauseated, and I almost was unconscious. In fact, they had to take me to the doctor. But some people are allergic to stings. But that's the only time I've ever been bitten. I've had anything like that happen to me. But the doctor said it was because I went right in the water swimming right after that happened.
That, yellow flowlet cause place to swell up?
Oh, yes, makes great big makes little whelps like on me, like. Kind of like a rash of some sort.
What about those things? A lot of times little kids go out and play in the grass, roll around the grass without a shirt or something, and they'll kind of burrow in your skin and cause.
Oh, the ticks?
Yep.
We don't have too many of those now. And of course, I keep the tick powder on my dogs and cats, which we don't keeps those fleas and the ticks off of them.
Are they different from red bugs?
Oh yes, you can't hardly see a red bug. They're little tiny things, but oh boy, they can hurt twice as bad.
I guess so.
They tell me that if you get a tick on you and it embeds its head, don't try to pull it off. Because if you pull the tick off and leave the head in there, it keeps on and the infection is still there. That you're supposed to put alcohol on it until it turns loose and then take it off. I didn't know that until just recently.
And what about those things that maybe get in the fly around in the lamp or get in your closet and eat your clothes?
Well, there's silverfish that get in the closet sometime, and then we have in the summertime we have what we call all I've ever heard them call was night bugs. They're all different. There's so many different kinds that will come to a light. And I don't know the names of the different kinds.
Night bugs, any different from a moth or anything like that?
Yes. Some of them are small, tiny green bugs that come to the light. The moths are not too bad. We're not bothered with the moths as bad as we are the little night bugs they call.
Do you have mosquitoes pretty bad?
Yes, we do. We try to keep, we have a spray program out here. They come once a week. But I think if they would come twice a week and then people would keep their containers and everything empty, we wouldn't be bothered too bad with them. But now last night we were out, my daughter-in-law and granddaughter, and we were walking after dark, and of course there was a little breeze, but we didn't feel any last night.
I guess if you get some rain around here, you will.
Yes, because little places will fill up in little cans or little containers and so forth, and they breed so fast in the water.
Those little things that jump around in the grass, you know, hop around in the grass, what do you call those green things?
Crickets.
What about the... some bigger ones in the green, they'll jump.
Well, now we have the ones that come out at nighttime are called katydids. Then we have a grasshopper. We have different kinds of grasshoppers.
What's the difference between a grasshopper and a katydid?
Oh, your katydids are green, and they don't. They mostly come out at nighttime. And grasshopper is most any time of the day. They come in, might say, droves of bunches,
mm-hmm.
And they eat, they love all kinds of lilies, and they can just take a lily and destroy it in a couple of hours.
Oh.
We watch them, we have a little black one that's the worst, the little tiny ones with the little red stripes on them. I don't know the name of them, but they're the worst kind to have.
You ever heard anybody call those hopper grasses? Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody talk about call one a Georgia thumper?
No, I never heard that.
And, let's see. The spiders, the thing that they might build up in the corner, what would you call it?